From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,043rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the young sheriff, Farron Young.
Well, you want me to come back and love you again? I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in. Yeah, you want me to be something that I ain't never been. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in. I learned a lesson, you taught it to me. I might be guessing, but I think you made a fool of me. You should have thought of the way you'd feel before you were untrue. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming through. You want me to come back and love you again. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in. You want me to be something that I ain't never been. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in. I guess I'm lucky that I found out the sun. Cause this heart of mine was falling so in love with you. Best of health, lots of luck, I guess this is the end. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in. I hear you talking, but your words ain't coming in.
And I hear you talking, one of his great capital records. Welcome, Farron. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, it's good to be here, Mr. Grant.
Yes, we got a good show lined up tonight, Farron, featuring some of our top opera favorites. We have Cousin Minnie Pearl with us tonight. Archie Campbell's here.
Well, that's a great start, Grant.
Then there's Chet Atkins and Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers. And as our special guest, those two sweet, singing, good-looking boys, Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers.
Well, all right.
Well, sir, Ira and Charlie are going to be out here in a few minutes to sing one of their great songs, but right now it's time to introduce the man who is real fond of babies here around Grand Ole Opry, especially if you're around 20 or 21 years old. Let's make him welcome, Archie Campbell!
Howdy, Grant. How are you tonight, Grant?
Well, you come out with that Grant stuff. You know my name is Farron Young.
Oh, by Grant it is. Now, Doug, you're going to have to excuse me, buddy, but I'll tell you there's something wrong with my memory here lately.
It is?
It's getting, I'll tell you the truth, I can be standing here talking to you about something, and 10 seconds later, I can't remember a thing in the world that's been said.
10 seconds later, and you can't remember a thing?
10 seconds later, I can't remember a thing that's been said.
Great Scott.
That's the truth.
How long have you been having this trouble, Archie?
What trouble is that?
Oh, don't get smart with me. Wise guy. You're trying to be smart, ain't you? Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You're bad off.
I know it.
Well, I like the way you're dressed up tonight. You're really dressed up.
Well, I always do on Saturday night this way. I like to dress up pretty good.
Hey, Archie, have you heard about the new style of clothes they're going to have coming out this year?
No. What's that?
Oh, it's a new deal. You know, all these people, the fellas especially, the men going to dress according to the color of their hair.
Men going to dress according to the color of their hair.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, if you got black hair, you wear a black suit.
Yeah.
And if you got red hair, you wear a red suit.
Yeah. Wear the... Hey, I got a little trouble there.
How come?
It's going to be embarrassing.
What's the matter?
Wearing a suit to color your hair?
Yeah.
I'm bald-headed.
Oh, don't get... Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I've always had troubles, Farron. And you take, when I was just a kid, see, I was twins. I was one of twins.
You were?
Me and my brother looked so much alike, Mama couldn't tell us apart. Every time he did something mean, she'd whip me for it.
Oh, you kidding.
Yeah, and every time he got sick, she'd give me castor oil. Yeah, but I'll tell you. And then he fell in love with the ugliest woman I ever saw in my life, and I married her.
Oh, that's bad.
But I got even with him last week.
You did?
Yeah, she divorced me, and now he has to pay her alimony.
Oh, I see. Come here and tell. Oh, I...
Well, I'll swear you're looking good tonight, Farron.
You look well,
oh, look at that handkerchief. Man, you're dressed up. You know, you ought to go to Hollywood.
You really think so?
Yes, sir. The walk would do you good.
Oh, don't get smart with me. Oh, brother. Wise guy. Wise guy.
Now, but I'll tell you one thing I've got to do, though, Fair, and I don't know about that Hollywood, but I've got to have me a bigger TV screen.
A bigger TV screen?
Yeah, I can't see what's going on the little TV screen of mine.
Well, you got a little bitty one?
Well, it's too little. You take when Martin and Lewis come on,
yeah.
I can't see nobody but Martin. When Amos and Andy comes on, I can't see nobody but Andy. When Jane Mansfield comes on, I've just got to have a bigger screen. Farron, you know, I thought that was a cute little trick you pulled last week. Farron's been on the road, you know, and while he was gone, his wife had a birthday. So, Farron, he's a thoughtful scutter. I ain't going to say now that he's stingy or tight or anything like that, but he was waiting to come her birthday, and he sent her a check for 1,000 kisses. He didn't send her a present, just sent her a check for 1,000 kisses.
I don't see nothing wrong. I thought that was a pretty nice idea. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Send her a check for 1,000 kisses?
Yeah, don't you like that?
I think that was clever. Sure, I did. I cashed a check for her.
Archie Campbell, the pride of Bull's Gap, Tennessee. Thank you, Archie. It's always a pleasure. And speaking of pleasures, Farron, would you introduce our guest?
That I'll be glad to do, Grant. Folks, right now, let's have a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for two great entertainers, Ira and Charlie, the Lovin Brothers. All right.
Thank you, Farron. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's awful nice to be here with you on the Grand Ole Opry.
It's real wonderful to have you, too. Say, what in the world have you two boys back there been up to lately?
Oh, same old story, Farron. Working a little, cutting new records, and once in a while having a little time to fish. Hey, speaking of fish...
No, just a minute. I don't want no long fish story. I'll tell you what, Duke. You fellas sing us a song. I think it'll be a good idea. Neighbors, here they are, Charlie and Ira Lubin, now singing one of their big ones, a Capitol record called My Curly Headed Baby.
My curly-headed baby used to sit on her mama's knee. She's my curly-headed baby. She's from sunny Tennessee. I have loved her since I met her.
To hear those Lubin boys sing, Grant. You know, they got the good old country sound plus something new and modern, too.
You mean sort of like today's Prince Albert smoking tobacco, Farron?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco? How come, Grant?
Well, for years now, Prince Albert has been the favorite of pipe smokers and roll-your-own fans, yet it's got that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easy-going taste that's so satisfying to new smokers.
Oh, I see what you mean, Grant. And you know something? The proof of that is in the puffin', and your very own taste tells you that Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
The SPA is crimp cut so it burns even and cool without hot spots. And because it sells the fastest, Prince Albert just naturally moves the freshest off the shelves to you.
So, pipe smoker or roll your own fans, young and old, if it's real smoking pleasure and taste you want every time, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now it's square dance time, and here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, to show us how it's done in the tune of Devil's Dream.
Oh!
That's mighty fine. Thanks a lot, Tommy Jackson, and all the square dancers. Well, so right now is one of our favorite times at Grand Ole Opry. We get a chance to sing one of the old-time hymns that is so dear to everyone. Here's a song out of one of our capital albums, My Garden of Prayer, one of my favorites in the album, called I Won't Have to Cross Jordan Alone.
When I come to the river at ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died for my sin. Darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jesus died for my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan.
Thank you, neighbors, and thanks an awful lot to the wonderful Jordanaires for having us out on that song. I hope you all liked it. And anyway, here's something I believe you're going to like, neighbors. This is something of a kind of a brand new sound here. They've got a new thing I call the boo-boo stick, and we're going to be featuring our own RCA Victor recording artist Chet Atkins and Mr. Murray Harmon on boo-boo stick beat. Listen to this. I think you'll like it. Ready, boys?
Let it go.
Let it rock. Thank you.
That was Boo Boo Stick Beat, featuring Chet Atkins and featuring Murray Harmon playing the sticks with the help of some of the other boys, including the Jordanaires. Thank you, boys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I like that. And right now, I guess it's about time for a little culture here at Grand Ole Opry. We try to give you just a little bit of everything. And well, maybe you'll call this culture. I don't know. We get it from the little lady down at Grinder Switch with all of her gossip. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here with them boo-boo sticks there for...
I'm telling you...
That's a fair piece from Lou Childress' biscuit board, ain't it? Well, sir, I like it, though. I'll tell you now, though, we've had an awful hard time with Uncle Nabob today. He got arrested, embarrassed me so bad I didn't know what to do. They caught him trying to sneak in the back door of one of these here movie houses down here. Uncle Nabob said it wasn't his fault, said he bought $3 worth of tickets, and every time he'd start in the front door, some little feller standing there, little smart aleck, could grab him and tear him up before he could get in. Archie, come here, Archie.
What, honey?
Archie Campbell, you're the cutest thing I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you're so right about that.
Yes, indeed. Well, why don't you say...
I wish I could say the same thing about you, Betty.
Well, you could if you wanted to tell as big a falsehood as I did. Well, sir, though, Archie, I'll tell you, do you believe in love at first sight?
No, I'll tell you, Minnie, I always like to take a second look myself.
You mean you like to see if she's got slim ankles and a slim waist?
No, I don't care where she's got slim ankles or a slim waist, just so she's got a fat billfold.
Well, honest to goodness. Now, let's see here now, Archie. Come to think of it, what have you been up here for? No, Archie, you're all right. You're all right, Archie, now.
Thank
you're
you,
just
honey.
A sweet boy. Oh, you said you looked to see if a girl's got money. Do you think that you might kind of start to spark with me if I was to have a rich uncle to die and leave me $1,000,000?
Now, Minnie, that ain't fair. Why, honey, I'd love you.
Oh, Archie!
I'd love you no matter who died and left you
$1,000,000. Quit it! Quit it! Archie! You make me so mad. Archie, now, I wouldn't treat me like that if I was you. After all, I've got a feller, Hezzy, at home.
Oh, yeah, I know you.
He's a fine feller.
Yeah.
He's got a heart of gold and teeth to match. And he is really for me, 100%.
Ew.
I wish you could have heard the way he introduced me the first time after we started keeping company and we went out together and he introduced me. I wish you could have heard what he said.
How'd he go about it?
Well, he said this here, pointing to me.
Yeah.
He said this here is Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
She's my weakness.
He said you was his weakness?
Yeah.
Lord, if you was his weakness, how puny can you get?
Ah, oh, quit that! Right now, see you next week.
Here's Farron Young for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the freshest
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavored and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing. And you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh. And now it's time we heard from the Lewins again. So here they are with another of their great Capitol records, and one that's well up towards the top, why you're cheating on me.
Hi.
All right, Charlie, here they are, folks.
While you're cheating on me, I'm praying for you. For I still believe someday you'll be true. You'll reap what you sow. I know those words are so true. For when you were faithful to me, I cheated on you. I know how you felt last night when you came home to me. You gave me a kiss and a smile, but the fear in your eyes I could see. Your sweet lips were trembling like mine as your story began. I tried to pretend I believed you for the chance to smile again. While you're cheating on me, I'm praying for you. For I still believe someday you'll be true. You'll reap what you sow. I know those words are so true. For when you were faithful to me, I cheated on you.
Aaron, Charlie Lovin, thanks a lot, fellas, for the wonderful singing, and thanks for being our special guest here tonight at Grand Ole Opry.
Time we heard from another treat on the Grand Ole Opry, folks, a real crowd pleaser, Grandpa Jones, singing one of his great records, The Ball-Headed End of the Broom.
Thank you. Now, love, it is a very funny thing. It catches the young and the old. It's just like a ditch, a boarding house has to many a man it's so. Makes you feel like a freshwater eel, cause your head to swell. You lose your pride, you love it, try to dip, see your pocketbook as well. Boys, keep away from the girl, I say, give them lots of room. Oh, now when you wet, they'll beat you to the dead with a ball-headed end of a broom. The pretty little gal, he talks as gentle as a dove. He called her in a honey and he spends his money to prove he's solid in love. When his money's all gone, it's cold in the hawk and he has no bread to chaw. He'll call someone to load up his gun to vaccinate a mother and a law. Boys, keep away from the girl, I say, give them lots of room. Call them when you bet they'll beat you till you're dead with a ball-headed end of a broom. Take my advice, don't be in a hurry for the wed. You think you're in trouble till the honeymoon's over and then you wish you were dead. With a cross-eyed baby on each knee and a wife with a plastic nose, you'll find that love don't run very smooth when you have to wear second-hand clothes. Boys, keep away from the girl, I say, give them lots of room. Call them when you wed, they'll beat you to death with the ball-headed end of a broom.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Thanks a lot, Grandpa Jones. Thank you.
Say, Farron, tell me what you're aiming to do in the near future for my benefit and all the folks listening in.
Well, that's the grand course. We'll be working our personal appearances out around the country, and we got a brand new record coming out in about 2 weeks. It'll be called Face to the Wall and Riverboat. And next week, I think we're going to all get all the country deputies together and cut a capital album.
Oh, that'd be an fine. Album, yeah. Fine. I know you're going to be busy. Now, folks, here is Farron Young, singing his latest and one of his biggest capital records, Country Girl.
I met you, my country girl. You didn't have a thing. I dressed you up, I fell in love, then I bought the ring. I was teaching you to love, you were learning fine. And one day you learned too much, and it poisoned your sweet mind. Now you've gone and left me, you're with somebody new. But I wonder if you'd
told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two were dancing and you whisper soft and sweet, I wonder if you'll tell him I bought the shoes on you. Fell for him, you didn't treat me fair. You think that he's the dream come true. He says he loves you so. Wait until the word gets out. I told you all that you know. Now you're gone and left me. You're with somebody new. I wonder if you told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two were dancing and you whisper soft and sweet, I wonder if you'd tell him I bought the shoes on you.
Well, sir, I want to say thanks to my little buddy there, Donnie Young, for helping me out on Country Girl. But, neighbors, I see the fellow over there giving me the signal, which means that that's about the story for tonight. It sure was nice having so many of you fine folks here with us at Grand Ole Opry. And be sure next week and listen in, because Jim Reeves will be doing the honors with a great fellow along, Mac Wiseman, as his guest. Listen then, won't you, neighbors? Until then, this is your good friend, we hope, Farron Young, reminding you the only thing we like better than country music are you fine folks who like country music. Thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel!
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.